Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in one-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Watch your boy get hit. Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. Once again, we are live. Old school is live out here at the complex, 1555 Yolanda Avenue. Tomorrow night, Heart of a Lion is out here at the complex. 17,000 square feet, capacity of 1,800 people. Food and drink will be provided, and they have plenty of options available. Tickets are at the complex, Lincoln.com, or you can buy them as you walk up. We have weigh-in here in about 20, 25 minutes. 9 professional boxing bouts. The headliner is Isaiah the Patriot Robinson versus Jack Lawless Frerichs.
Frerichs.
You're right. We had him on last time, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that's right.
Good dude.
So, yeah, man, you know, you know, the little big head Rico is on the ones and twos back at the studio when I mentioned.
Finally.
I was.
Welcome back, Rico.
I used to box or do Golden Gloves or whatever you call it for a little while, Austin. And I always, and you know how I got started. Number one, when I moved to Minnesota from Maryland, I had some issues and was doing too much. So my dad was like, hey, we're going to take you down and let's just see how tough you are, right? And it was more or less just being stupid as a kid. So we did it, me and guys I met. And watching Rocky was the wrong thing for me. Because to this day, Apollo Creed, if you ever watch Rocky, he hit Rocky 5,000 times. Rocky should be dead.
Yeah.
But that's
should not be with us anymore.
Right. And you know, he had the fro.
Oh, yeah.
And he was talking. He was flamboyant. Mm-hmm. So that's who I wanted to be. Mm. And then Rocky III came. Then I wanted to be a little bit Clubber Lang. So I tried to bring that to what I was doing. And I did, like, I think I had like 6'7", you know, whatever. And I had a long
You were
reach.
On your way.
Yeah. I thought, yeah.
You were on your way. You were right there.
I'm
yeah.
the world champ. And so I did it, you know, whatever, and was having fun. And I, you know, I'm thinking, you know, and it was a great, like, release, you know what I mean? And, you know, discipline and taught you how to, you know, throw hands a little bit. But my best friend Jamal's dad was a doctor, right? And I used to call him Uncle Fred. So we went down to Minneapolis Convention Center, Austin. And me and Jamal and Fred was the ringside doctor. So we got in, you know, we weren't in the event. It was great because it was like, oh, we could get free Coke, got hamburgers. We got hot dogs, we kicking it.
Yeah.
Ringside. I'll never forget, man, this boxing match. And this kid was getting tore out the frame. And when you got that big headgear on, it's hard. You might get a little bit of a bloody nose if you get
maybe
hit.
Puff lip if you
I got
you
a big nose, but you know, you got an easy target, but like not much. Because you really protect it, especially at that age. Man, he was getting tore out the frame. He got knocked all up in the ring over there, bleeding at the
mouth. On the ropes, all that.
Right. But when he got hit one time, and I was eating, like a whole bunch of blood hit the white cloth. I said, I'm done. I'm retired, defeated. Or undefeated.
That's it for me.
That's it for me. The dude, he was laid out in the rain. His mom and them came in. I said, you know what? I cannot whip because you're going to get caught. And this kid,
slipping.
And I don't know who this kid, I mean, this kid was, he probably was too advanced for the age grade that he was in. Mm. I imagine he was a little bit old. I mean, he was tearing this kid. Body blows. I mean, he was throwing combinations at that age that you probably weren't, you know, they weren't ready for. And so scared me into basketball.
Protecting that pretty face.
No, I wouldn't say that. I was like, man, that blood was like, that was a lot of blood like that I hadn't seen at that age everywhere. I was like, Fred, you got to get in there and stitch him up. Yeah, he busted up pretty bad. So that was the start and end of my boxing little amateur career very quickly.
39.94 on the text line is giving you the business here, Jay.
What do you say?
39.94. Let's just go in order here.
Damn.
Jay, you don't got no fast 200 time. Who you think you kidding? Jay, running his 200. GIF of a sloth. And then he sends this GIF. Jay boxing. He's coming at you.
Well, I will tell you, I had a good 200 time because I could run the curve, and then once I hit that, I cocked the head back.
Why the 200 for you, not the 100?
Long strider. Mm-hmm. Didn't really, you know. Here's what my biggest problem was.
What's the biggest problem?
Jay? I thought I was sweet, man. I did, man. I am not gonna lie to you. I mean, I wasn't like arrogant, but
stuff didn't sting.
I did. I did. There's only two times that I got humbled. You want to know the first time I got humbled?
Racine, Wisconsin.
Oh, yes. So there's three. Racine, Wisconsin. We still talk about it on like Racine. But the first time I really got humbled, I'll never forget this, man. And this is and you talk about the difference of hard parenting now, or parenting hard, mm-hmm. and then being straight up versus like that's my dad. So my dad, it was funny. So growing up, my dad would never come to the games like outside the car. Mm-hmm. It'd be 100 degrees. He's sitting in the car because he wanted the intention to be about him, right? So high school, he was coming, and I'll never forget. I was a sophomore playing varsity, and we were playing a rival, and it was kind of a colder game. Or whatever. My dad used to wear this black trench coat, leather trench coat, the long one.
Oh, all the way down?
Yeah. Like gangster, like a mug, right? And so, you know, I was frustrated in the first half, I wasn't getting any touches. You know, brother only touched it like 3-4 times. And I never not, that's the huge jump going from being the feature to being on varsity and just now you're not the guy or whatever. What's up, little dude? That's how that dude looked at when he got knocked out.
Less blood this time.
And my dad was like, came over, tried to give me some encouragement. And I was like, I kind of like shoved him. I was like, man, I got this. He's like, oh, you got it, huh? I was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
kind of embarrassed him
and disrespected him. I did okay. But when I got home, yo, he was like, you had it, huh? And we lost, you know, we lost. He's like, you had it, huh? And I was like, yeah, I did this in the second half. When I tell you, he jacked me up, lost it on his forearm, had my feet dangling. I ain't never seen him move that quick.
Call him Chuck Forearm, said Chuck Foreman.
But I ain't never seen him move that quick, though. I mean, he was just talking to me real frank.
Uh-huh.
And then, boom. And I was like, yes. That was the first time I got humble, right? And then I came back, like, you know, Return of the Jedi. And then I had a really good friend named Brian Cohen. And his brother, they all went to play Division I and stuff. And so he was big in the weights and stuff. And his brother, older brother Chris, was the track coach. He was the jump coach. And he'd always try to get me to, you know, practice. And, you know, I was just out there doing, you know, winning meets.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Off the rip.
Yeah. Natural.
I don't need to practice.
We talk about practice.
He was talking about practice. He was waiting for me one time out there. He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm sick. My back hurts, right? I'll never forget. Man, I was crazy, man. I was in the gym hooping, pants sagging, hooping. And just that stuff. I thought I was so – that's why. So he'd always talk to me. He's like, look, man, your second kick is fine. He's like, we got to work on your start. Yeah, whatever. I just, you know, prancing out of the start. I got up there against this dude named Carl McCullough, who actually played at Wisconsin. And when they won the Rose Bowl with Barry Alvin, when they first kind of got back. And Carl was 19. I was 16. I mean, he had, like, beard and everything, like this. When I tell you, I heard about him, right?
Yeah.
You know, Carl McCullough, seen him on the news, you know, the big old running back. And he went to Creighton-Durham Hall, and they recruited and stuff. So they weren't even in our, like, division.
District.
And they was just beating everybody because they were playing, like, it's a bunch of chumps. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, this dude, you know, Carl McCullough, this is Jay Foreman. Carl McCullough got out that 100. I don't even know if I was out the blocks. I said, well, you know, I better start listening.
Chris, you were right.
Chris said, you learned your lesson? Said, yeah, I learned. That's the second time
I'll see you Monday.
Humbled. Yeah, that's the second time I got humbled, man. And then and Racine was that. But see, the thing is, I'd learn and then come back, and then I started working hard and practice and all that. And then, you know, like when you get, you know, I'm like, man, you know, my dad pretty much told me, he was like, look, man, if you don't get a scholarship, man, you ain't going to college. You're going to Normandale Community College. So then I made, you know, Nebraska, and my academics was good because my dad, you know, pushed academics first. You know, I got the big head, and that's why I got down to Nebraska. And I was like, man, I ain't lifting no weights. I ain't lifting no weights. I don't need no weights. Don't you know I am? I'm Jay Foreman. Hey, Austin. That lasted about 2 weeks. It did, because we had the freshman practice, so you just going against high school kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, man. Yeah. I'm like, man, this is D1. Because, you know, you had my boy Octavius McFarland. He came down, and he was from Bastrop, Texas. Mm. We had cats from California. And I'm going to tell you one thing my dad told me. He said, man, dudes from California, Florida, Texas, they think they invented football. Like, they play a different brand. Like they play in semi-pro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything.
In high school.
Right.
Yeah.
And so my dad was like, pretty much, they ain't blankety blank blank. He's like, you a foreman. You going to represent. So I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So then we get into practice. I'm handling business.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that varsity came in, man, and I got them little pea shooter arms. Jason Peters still talk junk to me. He says, you got pencil arms. I ain't have no definition. I just had, like, I had no pecs or nothing. Just had, like, two, like, just, you know, just, like, nipples or whatever. I just had nothing. Knock knee, you know, walk
slow
on my
foot.
Walk on my tippy toes. And then we had this cat named Riley Washington. He would draw, like, you know, people. He was a really good artist. He had me up there slew-footed, calves, knock knee, all the freshmen up there.
Here, let me see if I can do Riley Washington drawing Jay Foreman real quick.
Yeah, that was it. That's all he did, stick man. Man. Then I was like, I got to catch up. I was like, then I started to have to work out an extra day, and then it took off. But man,
and see, that's where I would argue the foreman actually showed.
That was it.
But that's where it showed, because you didn't give up. You didn't say, no, I'm too good for this, bump this, I'm going somewhere else where I can keep coasting.
Yeah.
You dug in.
Yeah. Well, in the
begrudgingly
reason,
maybe,
the,
but
the
you
reason
did.
Why I dug in is because it was good peer pressure. I did not, because I'm going to tell you this, my high school coach, the last kind of supposed workout I did. And all I did is I wanted to make the 300-yard shuttle because they were like, you have to make this, right? So that was like the conditioning test. Mm-hmm. The worst thing you could do is show up out of shape. I can do the conditioning test. So I was running it, and I remember him coming to talk to me, and I remember when I said I'm going to go to Nebraska. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, I was like, I can't say what I said to him. I said, yeah. I said,
yeah.
Blankety blank. You know what's it? He's like, are you sure? And he's like, first, you're not going to go to Miami. And I was like, nah, they ain't recruiting me as hard. And, you know, kind of went through it. And I said, I'm going to Nebraska. And he's like, you know, he pretty much was like, man, you should maybe think about going to Kansas State or Missouri or something like that. You know, this and this.
Oh, Jay. They're playing your music.
Yeah, see?
They're playing your music, Jay.
That's my entrance music.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors. But they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstars startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.